Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Northwest Bankshares, also known by its ticker NWBI. If you're a long-term investor looking to dig into a regional banking player, you're in the right place. Today, we're breaking down the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats for this company while keeping an eye on what matters most for your portfolio. Let's dive into who they are, what's been happening lately, and where they might be headed. First off, for those who might not be as familiar, Northwest Bankshares is a financial holding company based in the U.S., operating primarily in the banking sector. They're focused on providing a range of services like personal and business banking, loans, and wealth management, with a strong regional presence. Think of them as a community-driven bank with a solid footprint, employing a decent number of full-time staff to serve their customer base. They operate in a competitive industry, part of the broader financial services sector, where customer trust and economic conditions play a huge role in performance. Now let's talk about what's been making waves recently. Based on the latest updates, Northwest Bankshares has been in the news for some strategic moves, and their Q2 2025 earnings call dropped some interesting insights. They reported a solid GAAP net income, showing they're still pulling in profits despite a challenging environment for banks. Performance-wise, their stock has had its ups and downs over various timeframes, with short-term metrics showing mixed results compared to industry averages. Over the longer term, like the past 5 years, their performance aligns more closely with sector trends, but it's clear they're not a high-flying growth story. There's also chatter about a merger in their recent earnings call, which could shake things up, and we'll get into that as we unpack the analysis. So, let's roll up our sleeves and get into the SWOT breakdown to see what's really driving this company and what could impact your investment. Strengths. All right, let's start with the good stuff. Northwest Bankshares has a stable financial foundation, as seen in their recent earnings. Their net income from the latest quarter is a healthy figure, showing they're not just scraping by, but actually generating meaningful profits. For long-term investors, this kind of consistency in a regional bank is a green flag. Another plus is their operating cash flow and free cash flow numbers. Looking at their cash flow statements, they've got a decent handle on generating cash from operations, which means they're not burning through money to keep the lights on. This gives them flexibility to reinvest or reward shareholders. Their dividend yield is also worth a nod. It's at a level that's attractive for income-focused investors in our audience. If you're looking for steady payouts to compound over time, this could be a nice piece of the puzzle. Lastly, their regional focus and community banking model build a loyal customer base. From their profile, it's clear they're not trying to be everything to everyone, and that niche can be a strength in an industry where trust matters. The recent earnings call also highlighted growth in specific loan segments, like commercial real estate, which shows they're capitalizing on local opportunities. Weaknesses. Now let's not sugarcoat things. There are some cracks to watch. One big concern is their debt-to-equity ratio. It's on the higher side, which means they're carrying a fair amount of leverage. For a bank, this isn't unusual, but in a rising interest rate environment or if economic conditions sour, this could squeeze their margins or limit flexibility. Another issue is their return on equity, or ROE, which isn't exactly setting the world on fire. Compared to some peers in the financial sector, they're lagging a bit, and that tells me they're not squeezing as much profit out of their equity as they could. For long-term investors, this might signal inefficiencies that need addressing. Revenue growth, when you peek at their income statements, isn't explosive either. It's steady, but in a sector where innovation and scale can drive bigger gains, they're playing it safe, maybe too safe. This could hurt their ability to compete with more aggressive or tech-savvy players over time. Finally, their stock performance over shorter timeframes, like the past month or 3 months, shows some volatility and underperformance compared to industry benchmarks. While we're thinking long-term, these short-term wobbles can shake investor confidence. Opportunities. Let's shift gears to what could propel Northwest Bankshares forward. One exciting tidbit from their recent earnings call is the mention of a potential merger. They're looking at integrating operations and even tweaking their investment portfolio post-merger to balance risk and returns. If executed well, this could expand their footprint, boost efficiencies, and maybe even juice their margins. For us as investors, that's a storyline to watch closely. There's also room to grow in specific loan categories. Their focus on commercial real estate and industrial loans, as mentioned in the earnings summary, could tap into regional economic growth. If they play their cards right, this could be a nice driver for revenue down the line. Looking at broader industry trends, the financial sector is ripe for digital transformation. While Northwest Bankshares hasn't made huge noise about tech yet, there's an opportunity for them to invest in digital banking tools or fintech partnerships. That could attract younger customers and streamline costs, a win-win for long-term growth. Lastly, their forward PE ratio suggests the stock might not be overpriced compared to future earnings estimates. For value investors in our audience, this could mean there's still room to buy in at a reasonable valuation if other fundamentals align. Threats. On the flip side, there are some storm clouds to keep an eye on. The biggest threat for any bank right now is the economic environment. Rising interest rates or a potential slowdown could hit loan demand and increase defaults, especially with their exposure to commercial real estate. Their earnings call hinted at caution around credit quality, and that's something we can't ignore. Competition is another beast. The banking sector is crowded with big national players and nimble fintechs eating market share. Northwest Bankshares' regional focus is a strength, but it also limits their scale to fight off competitors who can throw more money at innovation or marketing. Their higher debt levels, as I mentioned earlier, could become a real pain if liquidity tightens or if they need to refinance at worse terms. For long-term holders, this is a risk that could compound if not managed carefully. Finally, looking at sector performance data, the financial industry as a whole has seen mixed results over various periods. If broader sector headwinds pick up, Northwest Bankshares might struggle to outperform or even keep pace, especially given their middling short-term stock metrics. So wrapping this all up, what's the big picture for Northwest Bankshares? From a long-term investment perspective, they're a steady player with some attractive qualities like consistent profits and a decent dividend yield, which could appeal to income-focused investors. However, they're not without their challenges. Debt levels and modest growth are real hurdles, and external risks like economic shifts or competition could weigh them down. The potential merger and focus on specific loan growth are bright spots, but execution will be key. For now, I'd say they're a hold-and-watch candidate. There's potential, but plenty of risks to monitor. Thanks for sticking with me through this deep dive. If you found this analysis helpful, make sure to stay tuned to MarketSnap for more daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses. We've got you covered in video, audio, and article formats, plus bullet point SWOT breakdowns on our platform. Drop your thoughts or questions below, and let's keep the conversation going. See you in the next one.